here's a story from The World.
Both candidates for president are ramping up their efforts to reach Latino voters in these last weeks before the election. Former Vice President Joe Biden is in Florida doing just that today, including a stop at a Hispanic Heritage Month event. And President Donald Trump was in Arizona last night, attending a roundtable with Latino business owners.
Hispanic Americans embody the American dream, and they are great business people, like this guy right here. They're great business people.
Latino voters could help change the election's outcome if they vote. I'm joined by Michel Marisco, senior editor at KJZZ. He's a reporter with our series Every 30 Seconds, which looks at the young Latino vote in the U.S. Hey, Michel.
Hi, Marco.
So the courtship of Latino voters, it's been a theme in recent presidential elections. How does courting Latino voters in this election compare to previous elections, in Arizona specifically?
In Arizona, this wasn't the case in 2012. We're seeing a lot of diversity. As this state pulled away from being a Republican-controlled, very red state, even just a few years ago. Now, Kamala Harris has virtually visited Latino small business owners there. She was here this last weekend. And then just yesterday, President Donald Trump flew in to host a Latinos for Trump roundtable here in Phoenix. Arizona has 1.2 million eligible Latino voters. It's fifth in the nation. Aggressive voter outreach created the largest turnout ever in 2018, and it flipped a Republican-controlled Senate blue. There hasn't been a Democrat in the U.S. Senate in Arizona in 40 years. Mm. And now there's a second U.S. Senate seat. It's one of the most hotly contested in the nation. So, yeah, candidates are trying really hard to capture the vote here, both Biden and Trump.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona has been in the news a lot lately. It's become a battleground state. Are candidates taking note that Latinos could be a decisive vote there? What are you seeing?
I've been speaking with Chuck Coughlin. He's a Republican strategist who says Trump is seeking established Latino immigrants and their descendants in Arizona who are already voting Republican. He's brought that up to events in Arizona and on the national stage already.
You know, I'm a businessman. I'm here legally. This is my American dream. It's going to be that. It'll be that argument.
And he says Democrats will target the administration's policies against immigrants.
This is not a high-minded policy debate. It's that guy locked up children in cages. You know, that guy is evil. He's awful.
Coughlin warns that Trump will need to win Arizona's biggest county, Maricopa County. But the GOP's once dominant control of Arizona has dwindled to half of what it was in 2012.
So Democrats, meantime, are trying to recreate that 2018 turnout by reaching young voters and women who tend to vote Democrat. How's that working out?
The prominent activist group Lucha just launched an effort to bring 1 million Arizona voters to the polls this year. I spoke with organizer Ricardo Zamudio about the criticism that Joe Biden hasn't been doing enough to attract Latinos and that he doesn't have the draw to young Latino voters.
We may not have the Bernie Sanders or the Elizabeth Warren, but I think we do have an opportunity that otherwise with Donald Trump we wouldn't have.
Zamudio said the old Republican Guard, right-wing immigration hawks that dominated Arizona's politics 10 years ago, led to a push now to turn the state Democratic.
So, Michel, I know you've been in touch with a young Latino voter who's going to the polls for the first time this year. What's she thinking going into these elections in November?
Adela Diaz. She's a young public health major on an academic scholarship at the University of Arizona. I met her before the pandemic, and even then, her biggest social issue was a lack of universal health care. She's voting for Joe Biden, no question, but I'll let her put it in her own words.
I think it's because the Democratic Party is good enough, not because it's the one, you know, that inspires all of us to go out and vote. It's good enough.
Good enough. I mean, Adela is pretty unimpressed. She doesn't have a lot of choice, though, does she?
No, that's right. She feels the Democratic Party doesn't represent her. So here she is again.
I don't know if I could ever see myself putting a Democratic Party sticker on my car. Maybe a Feel the Burn sticker, just because that's more up my alley, I guess.
Adela was originally an Elizabeth Warren supporter, and then later she turned to supporting Bernie Sanders. Biden was never really her first choice.
KJZZ senior editor Michel Marisco in Phoenix, Arizona. Michel, thanks very much for taking us to Phoenix today.
Thank you, Marco.